So I'm standing here at the Kobo Center at the Water Fair. This line, it's huge. I've been walking for about, 30, 40 seconds. I'm maybe halfway to the front. There's a bunch of kids who've kind of sprawled out on the floor. It's a long wait. And people say that they're here because they're hoping that they can get some kind of assistance. How long have you guys been here in total? When did you get here?
Probably since about 10 o'clock, so now it's almost 3.
Yes,
our journey is over almost.
Luna Simpson has been waiting here with her two grandsons who live with her, Josh and CJ. They are both wearing matching red Iron Man t-shirts, and she says she needs a payment plan for her water bill so that she can use the rest of her money to do other things like buy gas, school clothes for the boys, maybe even pay for Josh to play basketball. That concept makes CJ very envious.
I wish I can go to basketball.
Do you think you will when you're older?
Yes. I'm only 4 years old and he's only 6 years old.
And now their long wait is finally about to pay off. Their number is finally called up and they're sent to one of the dozens of tables where water department reps are helping people work out payment plans.
And you're showing a balance of $399.74. You would be able to go into a payment arrangement for $39.97. Do you want to go into a payment arrangement today?
Yes.
Okay.
That is a 10% down payment on what she owes, which is what the water department is now requiring you to pay up front within the next 2 weeks before you can get on a payment plan. Of course, once you are on a payment plan, your water will not be shut off, so long as you stay current on your bills. And you're given 24 months to pay off everything else that you owe, on top, of course, of your monthly bill. If this sounds a lot more flexible than what the department used to offer, that's because it is. And it's no coincidence. With all of the protests and UN criticism about the city turning off people's water, city officials are bending over backwards to assure residents that they are on their side. But what if you cannot get your hands on that 10% payment in the next couple of weeks? That's the case for Vivian Logan. She came here with her friend Judy Bogart because Logan owes $3,000 on her water bill, she says. And she says she doesn't have the $300 she needs to get on a payment plan.
That's the problem. I'm not going to be able to get it in 14 days. And then if I did get it in 14 days, I'm not going to be able to pay $300 or possibly a month on top of my other bills after that.
People like Logan are supposed to be able to get financial assistance if they cannot pay their bills. But to get that help, they still have to make that 10% payment up front.
So what do you do now? Where do you go?
You tell me. Tell me who I can refer to so I can get some help.
So I went and asked that question of Alexis Wiley. She's the chief of staff of the mayor's office.
What we've found is that people have been able to find that assistance. They've been able to go to their church. They've been able to go to their family members.
Meanwhile, Luna Simpson, the grandmother of the two little boys, looks hugely relieved when she makes that first down payment. She tells the boys what they can afford now that they don't have to worry about losing their water, gas, some school clothes, maybe even basketball. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.